And the time is 8:55. I'm Jim Meadows here at Illinois Public Media. And joining me now is Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington, Illinois, with a look at the markets for this Monday morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Jim. Excuse me. Happy Monday, happy first of the week, and happy new month here. Unfortunately for the markets, at least the core market, it's more of the same. Of course, a bearish crop report there on Friday with higher acres than expected and higher grain stocks, and still kind of reminded, at least the cash market, that there's still historically large amount of corn still in the farmer's hands, at least based on a typical time of year for June 1st. So biggest part of the stock still in the farmer's hand, both for corn and soybeans. So continue to keep an eye on that, what that may mean for cash markets here as we move through the rest of the summer. But obviously, a weak close there on Friday. Did see some fall through to the downside here this morning. Market stabilized it a little bit now. Wheat's turned higher. That's helped pull corn off the lows a little bit. Beans kind of mixed. Bean and wheat report on Friday was a little more benign compared to the corn report, and continuing to see a little more choppy trade in those markets here this morning. Continue to see a few deliveries around, continuing to keep the nearby spreads a little bit volatile here as we start the new week. Of course, a choppy trading week here. We'll trade at normal hours through Wednesday's close, and then the market will be off until Friday morning. We have a hard restart for the markets at 8:30 Central Time on Friday. So we'll have some extended time off here this week. Weather-wise, continuing to see mostly benign weather here. Some rain moving through the western Corn Belt here this morning, moving into Iowa here as we speak. Temperatures look to be fairly moderate this week. There is a little concern about temperatures building back up in that mid-July time frame. They're going to warm back up, which normally gets hot in July. The question is going to be whether this ridge that's been hanging out in the southwest moves up into the Corn Belt or not, block out some of the rain. So that'll be something the weather watchers are watching pretty closely here over the next week to 10 days. So we'll keep an eye on that. Corn market extremely oversold. RSI this morning down around 21. Fund net short position continues to grow here, knocking on record tight numbers here, especially for this time of year. As for numbers this morning, we'll have crop progress out this afternoon. We'll have export inspections out this morning. Monthly crush numbers from the census will be out for May out this afternoon for both corn and soybeans. So we'll keep an eye on those numbers as well. Otherwise, pretty standard week in terms of news, with the exception of some of the numbers there on Thursday will be delayed until Friday due to the holiday. As for prices here this morning, September corn at 4.03 1/4, down 4 1/4. December corn at 4.16 1/2, that's down 4 1/4. August soybeans 11.36 1/2, up 3 cents. November soybeans at 10.99, that's down 5. August meal 344.20, down 180. August soybean oil 45.12, that's up 105. December Chicago wheat 6.04 1/2, that's up 7 1/2. December Kansas City wheat 6.07 1/4, up 4. December Minneapolis wheat at 6.39, that's up 6 1/2. Livestock markets here are mixed. We've got August cattle 184.80, down 62. October cattle 183.87, that's down $1. August feeders 258.20, down 110. The CEP is 258.55, down 110. July hogs 90.65, up 107. August at 90.95, that's up 145. Other than watching the weather here and the standard weekly reports, looks like it's going to be a fairly quiet week. Farmer fairly disengaged after the market reaction there on Friday. So obviously, July 4th weekend typically has some volatility tied to it as we try to set the direction for the second half of the growing year here, depending on what the weather forecasts say. So market oversold, especially on the corn side, due for a bounce, but really need some sort of weather event, adverse weather somewhere around the world to spark more than a bounce here at this point, Jim.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That's Aaron Curtis with Midco in Bloomington, Illinois. We'll have another market update in a couple of hours. Of course, the closing market report in the 2 o'clock hour with Todd Gleason here on Illinois Public Media.